Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, let's talk about this film festival coming up. And Alex, first of all, for those who don't know what this is, tell us about how important this is to local filmmakers.
Sure. Well, we are, this is our second year. We were formerly the Beelen Film Festival, and now we're the Northeast Pennsylvania Film Festival. We changed the name because we really wanted to reflect, you know, most of the people who were, you know, providing programming for this film festival. And there's such an immense amount of talent here. I can't even begin to describe it. And there's such like a subculture of filmmakers here. So it really made sense to have something like this. And we're the only ones, you know, we're the only film festival in the area. But we're also an international film festival. So we have, you know, we have films from Dunmore and also Australia and Iran. And yeah, so we have films from all over. It's great to be in our second year. We've really streamlined this year, but it's a 3-day festival. We have three fabulous locations this year, and it's going to be a really great weekend.
Well, Ellen, you've been involved in this because you and your husband have, and your son, have been
correct
doing some of these local films.
We were part of that first wave of indie, probably around 2003. We shot a feature film in Scranton. It was an office comedy, and then all of a sudden there was an office TV show. But yeah, we've just watched this whole underground filmmaking grow over these last couple of decades. So much so that my son, who is 13, and his buddy, who's also 13, they are making films as well.
You know, when I was that age, there was something called Super 8.
Oh, yes. Very good.
That is such a novelty now. Yeah.
And my friends and I, one of them is probably listening, out Harvey's Lake. We made our own movies. We wrote and produced our own movies.
That's fantastic.
The first one was called The Thing of Unspeakable Horror.
Ooh, good title.
I know.
Very scary.
The most it was supposed to be. The most horrifying thing about it was the film itself.
Oh, no.
But it was fun doing. You know,
and so you appreciate this.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think I told you a long time ago, my friend and I, we wrote a script a long time ago for a movie, gave
That's
it to
right.
Alan Thicke
to
get it produced. But they wanted way too much money up front. And since I was working in radio, I didn't have the money to get it.
See, and now all you need is an iPhone.
Right.
To
so
shoot
that
a
script,
movie.
That I found that script a couple months ago. It was written on a typewriter.
Wow!
At the original copy, it's sitting it's sitting in my cellar, and I promised. I talked to my friend who co-wrote it with me. He's in San Diego. That I am going to redo it. I'm going to rework the script.
Excellent.
Send it out to him.
And, excellent. Dust it off and do that.
Yeah. Next year, maybe you know, come to the film festival and we'll do a read through. That would be really fun, right?
A read through would be fun. It's a comedy.
Excellent. Even better.
Yeah. So, well, we think it was funny. I don't know if anybody else did.
I'm sure it is.
But having said that, what kind of films get entered in this?
Yeah, we have all different kinds of films that get entered. We have fiction, we have horror, we have, this year it's really doc heavy. We have a ton of documentaries, but they're fantastic. I'm really excited about it. But, you know, some of our short films are, we also have animation. The Moon is Essentially Gray was directed by Hannah Roman, and it's an award-winning animation. It's absolutely stunning. And then, you know, we have comedies, you know, In Honor of Jack, directed by John Yonkandi, which is a really heartfelt, fabulous, you know, very character profile heavy film. And it's really fantastic. But, you know, it's really a mixed bag. There's definitely something for everyone. And, you know, that's why I love doing something like having our shorts block. You can go and see, you know, an hour's worth of films and really get a taste of so many different things. And it's great to see different people's styles. And it's nice to look at filmmakers as really artists. Is really what they, you know, with big Hollywood, we don't usually see that. You know, we see, you know, there's the budgets are so outrageous, but when you don't have that budget or, you know, you're making these independent films, you really have to, your artistry really shines through. And that's what I really love doing about this film festival is really giving these people a platform to show their artistry and tell their story.
Well, some people don't realize that in the silent era of movies, in the you know, beginning of time for movies, that 40 Fort was a huge place to make movies.
Really?
This area, this is where a lot of the silent movies were made.
Okay.
And the actors and directors and everything said, you know what, it's too cold in 40 Fort, northeastern Pennsylvania. Let's move to some place we heard of called Hollywood. And they moved out there. But this was this was a big, big area for making movies.
Well, I have to tell you about the there are quite a crew that are making films around this area right now. And back in June, Alex invited us up to the Waverly House, and we took part in what is now being called the Mystery Box Challenge.
Okay.
And so there were a number of teams. There are nine teams. And basically what you did was you picked a cardboard box, you opened it up, and inside were like items like different props, names that you would use in your film, lines of dialogue. Do you remember the little fortune tellers when you were in school?
Sure.
And you would, there was a little fortune teller inside. And so the crew, your team, would play through that and find three different genres you could pick. And so it was anything from noir to buddy flick. And so these groups all decided what genres they were going to make. And they spent the summer making these shorts. And they're roughly under 10 minutes, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Some are a little over, some are a little under.
Yeah.
But it's amazing that we have that many people. You know, it's not, you know, it's not like teams of two. These are teams of, you know, these are teams of 20 people making these films. And, you know, it's a great way for, you know, people in film and people who write screenplays to really you know, collaborate and get to know each other. And, you know, hopefully it's building upon this community that already existed and that was so rich. And I just, it's like, I want to watch these people's films all the time. And I want to give them an occasion to create an awesome film. And I think as an artist myself, I know that having something like a challenge is always a really great way to exercise your craft. It really keeps you in check and sort of keeps things fresh. And it's just always so much fun. And it's amazing to see what people come up with. And every time, you know, people show up to these meetings, I'm just amazed. It's like, oh my God, there's all these people and they want to do this? That's awesome.
I wouldn't be surprised if at some point in time you ended up with some of my students, because for 11 years I taught cinematography.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Where did you teach cinematography?
At Wilkes-Barre Area Career and Tech.
Wow. Oh, that would be amazing.
That's where where I retired from. And I could tell you firsthand the type of talent that we have here in our young people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's incredible.
For sure.
I mean, one of the their exams, they had to write and produce a 10-minute movie. They had to write the script. They had to produce it, direct it. We got all the kids to be actors. And, I mean, they actually had to put something together. And I saw firsthand some of the talent just from them. So I know that there's so much of that around here.
Yeah.
And it's we don't highlight that.
No, we don't hear enough about it.
We talk about the football stars, and we talk about the wrestling stars, but we don't talk about the stars in our arts that we have here.
Well, I'm going to be a bragging mom. My son, Kieran, he's 13, and his buddy, Will Vinsco, also 13, got a group of their pals, and they're one of these teams. And they put together a really funny piece. It's called Pick Again. And if you come to the festival next weekend, you'll be able to see some of these local shorts.
Yeah, and, you know, that's we don't talk about it enough. And I just feel like, you know, with all that talent, you know, this actually comes out of the Ethelmont Bielan Arts Foundation, mm-hmm. Which is based out of the Waverly Community House in Waverly, Pennsylvania. And when I was working there, I was asked to come on as the foundation director, coordinator for the Arts Foundation. And I was given the task of, well, you know, let's do something really big. Let's do something that has an international impact. What's it going to be? And it was so natural, like knowing people like Ellen and Jason, knowing people like Ellen's son, you know, it was so natural to say, well, let's do film, because sometimes, you know, people are hesitant to walk into a gallery, or sometimes people are hesitant, you know, or public art or, you know, performance art can be intimidating and maybe not so accessible or maybe not of interest, but everybody loves to go to the movies. Like, I don't know one person who doesn't to watch a movie or doesn't have a favorite film. So I think that it's so... you know, it's just so engaging across the board, and I just hope that everybody comes out and loves it and finds a film to talk about and that makes them think and makes them, you know, see something in a different perspective.
I think you will. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we need to tell people where they can come, what's involved, and and we'll go from there.
Okay, sounds great.
All right, 5:24 in the afternoon. We're joined by Alex McNamara and, of course, Ellen O'Brien, talking about the Northeast Pennsylvania Film Festival. So while we have about 3 minutes, tell us where it's going to take place again each day, how much the tickets are, and anything else you need to let the people know about.
All right. So on the 20th of this month, Friday, the opening night will be at the Waverly Community House in Waverly, Pennsylvania. It'll start at 6 p.m., and that our kickoff is at the drive-in, which is directed by Alexander Minnelli. It's a fabulous documentary about a drive-in in Mahoning, Pennsylvania. It's beautifully shot. Then on Saturday, we will be at the Iron Horse Movie Bistro from 1 to 8 at 8 p.m. We are going to have the Mystery Box Film Challenge, so be sure to get to that to see all those local films. They're really fantastic, and we're so thrilled to have the Iron Horse Movie Bistro as our premier sponsor, and the theaters are gorgeous. If you haven't been, you have to get there. They're nice. And then on Sunday, we're going to be at the exquisite Kirby Center for Creative Arts at Wyoming Seminary, and that's going to begin at 1 and then probably wrap up around 7 with a film. We're going to have a documentary on Centralia at 6 p.m., and that should be really interesting. So tickets. You can buy tickets at nepafilmfestival.com, and we have tickets will also be available at the door each day. But our opening night and weekend pass is $65 for a fabulous cocktail party, live entertainment, the opening night film, and that also gets you all access to everything else that weekend.
Good deal.
Then we have
a great deal.
Thank you. Yeah,
the whole weekend.
Why not? And then our weekend pass is $15 at Saturday and Sunday. Our Saturday pass is $10, and our Sunday pass is only $5.
All right.
Can't beat that, right?
No, no. Listen,
it's a lot of entertainment.
It really is.
Well, it is. It's great entertainment any time of the year, but especially now. You know, a lot of the outdoor activities we don't do now.
Right.
And this is perfect timing for it. So,
thank you. Thank you.
I wish you the best.
Too. Thank you so much.
So
thanks
much
for having
us.
It's been such a pleasure. Thank you.
You bet. Anytime.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.